Interstate driving. Interstates are multiple-lane divided roads designed for high-speed travel. In various areas, they are known as expressways, throughways, turnpikes, toll roads, limited access highways, or freeways. Some are free, and some require payment of a toll. They all have several important advantages. They are multi-lane and controlled access roads upon which you may drive for very long distances without interruption. These roads are designed for quicker and safer travel. It is important that you learn to use these roads properly. Speed change lanes, acceleration and deceleration. There are lanes running alongside the interstate for a short distance which connect entrance or exit ramps, roads, to the interstate. These are made for vehicles to speed up or slow down when entering or exiting the traffic lanes. Entrance ramp. This is a short one-way road that leads onto the interstate. You need to look carefully to enter into fast-moving traffic. The entrance ramp takes you to the acceleration lane where vehicles are moving up to interstate speeds. Stay to the right, signal left, speed up, check blind spot over left shoulder, and make a lane change when the travel lane is safe. The entering driver must yield to drivers already on the interstate. Exit ramp. This is a short one-way road which connects the interstate to another road and allows you to exit at a safe speed. When leaving an interstate, you should signal for a lane change, move to the deceleration lane closest to the exit, and slow down to the posted exit speed. Safe driving on the interstate. Number 1. Keep your eyes moving to know what is going on around you, and check your mirrors often. Number 2. Don't tailgate. The easiest way to tell if you are a safe distance from the vehicle ahead of you is to use the 4-second distance rule. If the road is wet or slippery, you will need additional space. Number 3. Let other drivers know what you are going to do before you do it. Never slow down or change lanes suddenly. Frequent lane changes are unsafe. Number 4. Before changing lanes or passing, check your mirrors, signal, and check the blind spots in the direction in which you intend to move. Number 5. Never stop in the traffic lane. It is illegal to stop on an interstate unless it is an emergency. If you must stop for an emergency, move into the breakdown lane and as far to the right as possible. If you need help, raise the hood of your vehicle, tie a white cloth on the vehicle, and stay in your vehicle. Number 6. You should drive in the right lane unless you are passing another vehicle or a sign indicates otherwise. Number 7. Do not drive when tired. Driving when tired is a major cause of crashes on interstates. If you do become tired, it is important that you stop and rest in a safe area as soon as possible. Number 8. Icy and snow-covered interstates and their ramps can be very dangerous. Remember to slow down and drive with care. Also, bridges and overpasses may be more slippery than the main road. Number 9. If you miss your exit ramp, never stop and back up. Go on to the next exit. Number 10. Never use cruise control in driving conditions such as rain, fog, snow, ice, etc. Number 11. When you are approaching any law enforcement, emergency, or repair vehicle with a flashing light on the side of the road, slow down. The law says you must proceed with caution and make a lane change away from the emergency vehicle as soon as it is safe to do so. If you are unable to change lanes, you must slow down to 20 miles per hour below the speed limit in order to go by the stopped vehicles. What does it indicate if, while driving on a divided highway, the edge of the highway to your right is painted yellow? You are going the wrong way on a divided highway or interstate. On a divided highway, the line to your right should be white. Passing. When approaching another vehicle or bicycle from the rear and you want to pass, be sure you have enough distance to pass safely. Signal left to let other drivers know that you will be pulling out. Look to the rear to see if your vehicle is being passed. Look in the rearview mirrors and over your left shoulder to check the blind spot. Change lanes and pass on the left. At night, it might be necessary to blink your headlights from low to high to low beam to warn the driver in front of you that you intend to pass. If you are passing while towing a trailer, be especially careful that you are well past the motor vehicle or bicycle you are passing before pulling back into their lane of travel. When towing a wide load or driving a motor vehicle that is wider than usual, be especially careful if you pass any other motorist or bicyclist. pass vehicles and bicycles on the left. Leave at least 4 feet of clearance between your vehicle and any vehicle or bicycle you are passing. You should go far enough beyond the motor vehicle or bicycle you are passing so that you are able to see the entire front of the motor vehicle or the bicyclist in your inside rearview mirror. Use your right signal, check the right blind spot over your shoulder, and return to the right side of the road. When you are being passed by another vehicle, you should slow a little and keep right. This will allow the other driver to pass more safely. A driver may pass on the right of another vehicle on a multi-lane road. On roads that are not multi-lane, a driver may pass on the right of a vehicle or bicycle turning or preparing to turn left if there is room to go by safely. Under no conditions can a motor vehicle be passed by driving off the pavement or main traveled part of the road. Do not pass at these locations: hills, curves, railroads, intersections, if you see a changed path ahead.